today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, why are you wearing that heavy parka and gloves and a hat? We're just podcasting.
Well, Jim, I want to be prepared just in case.
Prepared for what?
Well, if my calculations are correct, this is going to be the winter of soul.
Okay, Patrick, once again, I gave listeners some bad information yesterday. I said we were all done with the January new music, and turns out we're going to do another January new music episode today.
Okay.
All right. We got two late submissions, and I want to get these folks in. So if that's okay with you, approved.
It's fine with me.
Submitted and approved. Okay. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And let's see here. We have two calls we're going to get to.
Okay.
And let's just hit up the first one now.
Sounds good.
What is up, Jim and Patrick? It's Mackenzie Crenshaw here with my new music choice of January. Except it's kind of not new music, like, at all, but I digress. It is the soundtrack for Summer of Soul. If you haven't seen Summer of Soul, it is a documentary and concert film about the Harlem Cultural Festival. And the Harlem Cultural Festival is, like, lost, or it was lost, rather, until this documentary came out. It was this several-week-long festival in the summer. It featured gospel, soul, jazz, R&B acts, you know. And it happened the same time as Woodstock. And so I think it's been overshadowed by that, along, obviously, with the footage, the recording, and the images having been lost. But, like, the lineup is insane. If you haven't seen this documentary, we're talking Sly and the Family Stone, young Stevie Wonder, young Gladys Knight, The Fifth Dimension, Mahalia Jackson, Mavis Staples, like the list goes on and on and on. B.B. King, too. Like, it's just insane. And 300,000 people attended in Harlem. 300,000? That's so many. Anyway, this album, it has to be considered one of the best live albums of all time. Like, it has to be, right? I don't know if we consider it a live album. I don't know. I don't even know where I'm going with this anymore. But, like, some of my highlights, David Ruffin singing My Girl solo. He had just recently been cut from The Temptations, and so I feel like this is really bittersweet. Also, if you watch the documentary, I think that you can see kind of how deep into his addiction he was. So it's a really kind of bittersweet moment. Mahalia Jackson and Mavis Staples singing Precious Lord, Take My Hand. Gladys Knight singing I Heard It Through the Grapevine, this super young teenager. Like, it's so crazy. Oh, and the Edwin Hawkins singers singing Oh Happy Day. Oh, it's so good. Okay, I can't choose a favorite. I said I was going to choose a favorite moment, but I don't think that's going to work. Anyway, I love that this is now available to listen to and stream and have on vinyl, because I think soul and R&B can often be forgotten, or when it is talked about, it's like a monolith. But this album helps capture really the diversity of Black music at this point in the late 60s, and like the turn it was taking, because on this album, the soundtrack, you have Motown, you have early funk, you have gospel, and you can just hear that things are changing, and it's super cool to have access to. But I'm very excited. I hope that came out. Anyway, I think that this is my favorite. I had other choices, but once this came out at the end of January, like, I was set. So that's all from me. Talk to you next month, maybe. Bye.
All right. How about that, Mackenzie Crenshaw?
I could sense the excitement, without a doubt.
Yes, absolutely. Love to hear from her.
Always great to hear from Mackenzie. And this is a pretty fascinating thing that I just started learning about really recently too, Jim. Questlove from The Roots, and that late night show with Jimmy Fallon leading that band, I believe sort of spearheaded putting this together.
Yes.
And it's pretty fascinating. I've just started dipping my toe into it. I haven't finished the whole thing yet, but it really, really interesting. And gosh, just reading about it, you know, kind of amazing, you know, that it happened in that same, you know, summer and all that. And gosh, the lineup is just crazy, from June 29 all the way through August 24, different days, Sunday afternoons, they had these these shows, and it's just, it's kind of incredible. Abby Lincoln, one of my favorites, also Max Roach. I mean, it really looks incredible.
It's a really crazy thing that we don't know more about this, right?
Really is. Yeah. It's crazy. And that it was all captured on film and all that. Obviously Woodstock made such a cultural impact in the mainstream that this kind of did, as Mackenzie said, take kind of a sidelight. It's interesting too that, some of the stuff was broadcast on TV in New York, kind of at the time or a little bit later. So it's kind of amazing.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to be good and do my homework, but this isn't really homework, but I still haven't watched this documentary, even though it's available. Yep. It's on, I want to say Hulu. I'm not sure. It's on one.
I believe
of the,
it is on Hulu.
Is it? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know it's on one of the ones I get. Because I had saved it to watch at some point, and I just haven't done it yet, and I don't know why. So I'm going to watch this very soon. But as Mackenzie mentioned, they just came out with the film has been out for a few months, but they just came out with the soundtrack now. And So how great is that? That now you have this new sort of document of that, right? That you can take with you and you can listen to whenever you want. And like she said, it's kind of now it's like a soundtrack, but it's also this kind of new live album that exists in the way that we have, Woodstock had all been recorded live. Yeah, now we have this as well. So it's great. And I have listened to this record or streamed it. Now she mentioned four different songs, I think, here. You can pick one here. There's we got David Ruffin, we got Gladys Knight, we got the Edwin Hawkins Singers, and we have this one, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, the Operation Breadbasket Orchestra and Choir, right? So which of those would you like to hear, I guess?
I would love to hear the Edwin Hawkins Singers, personally. I have not. That's one of the ones I have not heard.
All right, that is great. So thank you very much, Mackenzie.
Thanks, Mackenzie.
For alerting us to that. It counts. Yeah. I think it counts as new music. This is a new release, right?
Yeah, it's interesting, too, to think about that. There's so much great, careful, loving reissue work is being done, especially on things like this, that it is important. It should be considered a new release for people to pay attention to. I don't know. Sometimes you get caught up on reissues. You're like, I'll get to that at some point, even though it's a new reissue and a lot of work
that's true
came into it. Yeah. But it oftentimes merits very close attention in the just as much as new records when they come out.
Yeah. Okay. Now, one last call here for January New Music. This guy, Harris King, he called in before. You heard his voice earlier in the week. He called in again.
Yes.
With a second pick, all right?
Okay.
He gets another one who gets so excited, right?
Yep.
Hello, Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Harris in South Carolina. I'm calling with another song for new music in January. Just came out 4 days ago, I think. It's called Shades of Grey, the song, and it's by the great jangle pop band out of Toronto, Ducks Limited. I'm a little surprised nobody picked Ducks Limited as their favorite album or favorite song of the year in 2021, because Modern Fiction is amazing. I didn't pick it either, though, I guess, but it was definitely in my top, definitely five, if not two or three. Anyway, the song Shades of Grey is a song they've had for a while, apparently. It didn't fit thematically with Modern Fiction, so they didn't put it on the album, but they wanted to release it as a single, so they did that on the, I think, 3 or 4 days ago, and I just heard it yesterday late. It's great. Anyway, give it a play. Thanks a lot, everybody. Here's hoping for a positive 2022, and we'll talk soon. Keep rocking the suburbs. Bye.
All right, Sheets of Grey by Ducks Limited, apparently a single that came out
recently. Yeah, cool. It's interesting.
Cool band. We've heard them before, and and we like them, and I think a lot of the listeners like them. And do they remind you at all of the Connells? Do you get a little bit of a Connells vibe
there? Yeah, I do. I get a little bit of that Connells vibe, the Sheets of sort of Rickenbacker-sounding guitars that kind of cascade down. And also, I may have mentioned this before, but strongly reminiscent of a great UK band Felt, who made similar kind of stuff. But I think it's cool what Harris pointed out there too, that here's a song they recorded, but it didn't fit thematically with the album they just put out that was highly praised, and yet they released it as a single. I think that's really cool. I like that. Instead of, you know, kind of sitting on it or keeping it for later, they just let's get it out there, and certainly have the ability to do that these days. But that was wonderful. So easy to listen to. I mean, it's great. It's like slipping on a old pair of jeans you're really comfortable with. Yeah.
There you go. All right. So there you go. Now, that's it. January new music. Close the book.
In the book. Okay. Right. The records are sealed. Yes.
That's right.
Go into the vault.
That's right. It is important because this is all cataloged and documented and preserved for future generations to study and so on. So, yes, it's important
it's
that
like
you get
these in. Like the phonolog. Add a new page in there close it. Yeah.
Okay. So let's... let's get out of here then. That'll end this week, and next week we'll have some fun stuff.
Yes, we will.
And if you want to get in on February new music,
February. Good point.
Get those calls or recordings in by basically the end of the month. Don't be a straggler like a couple other people we know. You want to call 612-440-1984. Yes, or email a voice recording to rock@suburbspod.com.
All right. Correct.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you all later.
Hi, I'm Buck Gardner, and I've been passionate about duck hunting my whole life. And for over 50 years now, I've been a proud supporter of Ducks Unlimited. No other organization works as hard or has a greater impact on waterfowl than does DU. Today, I've got something I think you're really going to like. Ducks Unlimited asked me to create this all-acrylic green pearl double reed duck call exclusively for DU members. Our short barrel technology and the double reed system makes this call super easy to operate for callers of all levels. Take a listen to this. As you can see, this call can do it all.